The Bay of the Delaware River has the greatest concentration of horseshoe crabs in the world. Until recently, the horseshoe was considered little more than a pest. When they come ashore to spawn, many die and rot, ruining the beaches. 5 years ago, the spawning dropped suddenly. States all along the Atlantic coast moved swiftly to protect the species, including limiting its catch. But scientists cannot say if enough has been done to help it recover, because there's so little information about the horseshoe crab. Bruce Schimmel joined one team getting ready to track and count horseshoes as they come ashore and spawn at Prime Hook Beach in Delaware.
It's dusk. The tide is rising, and when the moon is high, it will be an ideal time for horseshoes to mate. Except it's windy, which makes spawning dangerous. The rough surf can flip a crab over, stranding it upside down on the beach. The early arrivers, the few here now, look like upturned helmets, gulls tearing to their stomach.
And there is a time where probably this community, beaches right now, would be filled with horseshoe crabs.
Horseshoes may be one of the world's oldest extant creatures, says conservationist Glenn Gawbry. But nobody can say, not with much accuracy, how they're doing. Everyone noticed the big drop-off 5 years ago, says Gawbry, but nobody was carefully counting.
Anecdotally, we think that they're going down because people aren't seeing them that much.
Gawbry is teaching three volunteers how to count crabs. It's part of an unprecedented effort to create the first rigorous survey of the spawning horseshoe. Throughout this summer, nearly all the New Jersey and Delaware beaches bordering the bay will be counted, up to a dozen times apiece. To count crabs, Gawbry carries a clipboard, a flashlight, and something that looks like a large picture frame made of white plastic pipe.
It is a 1 meter square. We count all the horseshoe crabs that are within this 1 meter square when we place it in the proper location.
Where would that be?
You'll find out.
Gawbry tosses a coin to decide which direction we'll start in. He selects a number at random to determine how many paces to take before we place the picture frame into the line of foam.
It's called a crab line, and if there's a lot of crabs, you'll actually see a line where they're spawning. If not, it'll pretty much be the mark where the water stops.
As the light fades, the gulls leave. We're counting paces and finding little. In the next hour, we'll take 100 such snapshots of this quarter mile of beach.
0, 0, 0.
No males, no females in this frame. Other males, tumbled by the surf, are stranded in the sand, some staked by their own spiny tails.
And?
Then we got another male and he's stranded here. We'll help him out at the same time. See how his tail's caught in?
Yeah.
Gawbry unsticks him and picks him up. He's young, his shell a pale olive green that marks him as a novice.
Most people don't see that green. They always see them as brown. But that's really a pretty color. Very young guy.
It looks like a plate I have.
He's shiny. Look how shiny he is.
I love the eyes.
It's like a G.I. Joe helmet.
We pass a couple of women fishing in the surf, warming themselves by a fire.
Caught anything?
No, horseshoe crabs. This horseshoe crab's a lot of them.
5 years ago, many fishermen would have simply tossed the nuisance into a fire. A few still do, though the crab is protected now by law.
I've got a female and two males at 10.5 paces.
All right. See how she's down? She's probably deep enough right now where she's laying in.
Successful males hitch themselves onto the backs of females, riding them into the shore. As soon as she finishes laying, he crawls forward to fertilize the eggs. A half hour has passed, and we're about halfway done. The moon, now high, casts a broad white band across the bay. And suddenly the crab line comes alive with what looks like horseshoes in huddles.
Holy mackerel!
Ooh, all right, a party! Okay,
three females dug in, 12 males jockey around them inside the 1 meter frame.
There's one here, one there, and one there.
A beachfront property owner jogging by asks how the crabs are doing.
Tonight they're doing better than usual.
Oh, good.
Tonight we've got quite a few, so.
Oh, good.
Doing pretty good.
As the tide recedes, the crabs crawl back into the bay, and we finish our 100 frames. The horseshoes are through tonight, but most will be back tomorrow, as will the volunteers to do another 100 frames. By the end of this summer, scientists will have over 20,000 such snapshots, allowing them to assemble the most accurate picture of the horseshoe ever. On our way back, we pass a man and some children warming themselves by a bonfire. He recalls what this beach used to look like.
There's a job, man. There was... You couldn't walk from the beach to the water because there were so many crabs. And they were rolling on top of one another.
Glenn Galbry wonders what will happen if that scene returns. He hopes that a better picture of the crab's ways will help us find better means to live with this ancient creature. On Prime Hook Beach in Delaware, this is Bruce Schimmel for WFCL News.